WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Ever find yourself staring at a task like it's the world's biggest monster, too intimidating to even think about tackling? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your attention span. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the trenches of procrastination and arming ourselves with a powerful tool, the Pomodoro Technique. Trust me, this isn't some fancy new age mumbo jumbo. It's a simple yet incredibly effective strategy that can help you conquer those mental roadblocks and actually get things done. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's be real for a second. Procrastination isn't just about laziness, okay? It's often rooted in fear, overwhelm, or even perfectionism. We might tell ourselves, I'll do it later when I feel more inspired, or I need to get everything perfect. Spoiler alert, that never happens. The key is to break down those daunting tasks into bite-sized chunks and create a sense of momentum. That's where the Pomodoro Technique comes in. Here are 5 powerful takeaways from this technique that can seriously level up your productivity game. 1. Embrace timeboxing. Think of it like setting boundaries for your brain. Instead of letting your mind wander aimlessly, you designate specific blocks of time dedicated solely to a particular task. It's like saying to yourself, for the next 25 minutes, email is out, social media is off limits, and my focus laser is trained on this project. 2. The power of 25. The Pomodoro technique uses 25-minute intervals because research shows it's about the ideal time our brains can maintain peak concentration before needing a little break. It's like hitting refresh on your mental energy levels. 3. Short breaks, big impact. After every 25 minutes, you take a 5-minute break. This isn't just about stepping away from your work, it's about truly disconnecting. Stretch your legs. Grab a cup of coffee. Listen to a quick song, anything that helps you clear your head and come back refreshed. 4. Track your time, boost your awareness. Keep track of those 25-minute intervals and breaks. This isn't about becoming obsessed with the numbers, it's about gaining awareness of how you spend your time and identifying any patterns or distractions that might be holding you back. You become a productivity detective. 5. The long game. Remember, consistency is key here. The more you practice the Pomodoro technique, the more natural it becomes, and the less resistance you'll feel towards tackling those dreaded tasks. Imagine this. You're working on that big project report that's been looming over your head like a giant cloud of doom. Instead of panicking and hitting snooze on your responsibilities, you set your timer for 25 minutes and dive in. Focus laser sharp on the task at hand. Maybe it's researching, writing an outline, or even just brainstorming ideas. When the timer goes off, you take a quick break, stretch your legs, grab a glass of water, and clear your head. Then, you set the timer again for another 25 minutes, and you keep going. Before you know it, those overwhelming hours have shrunk down into manageable chunks. You're making progress, you feel a sense of accomplishment, and procrastination has lost its grip on your day. That's the magic of the Pomodoro technique. It's about breaking down the big picture into smaller, more achievable steps, giving you the momentum to keep moving forward. So, remember this. Procrastination doesn't have to be your default setting. Embrace the power of timeboxing, those 25-minute bursts of focused energy, and remember every small step counts. You got this. Now go out there, conquer those tasks, and make today a productive masterpiece. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little help in the fight against procrastination. Let's spread the Stoic Mind Gym love and empower each other to unlock our full potential. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.